Good, thank you. You want to move on to consolidation, joint arrangements, and disclosures?
Yes, we, I mean, with IFRS 10, 11, 12, IAS 27, 28 amendments being now published, we are just getting prepared to meet our duties under the endorsement process in Europe. And we would like, in that context, to highlight two issues. We mentioned earlier in our discussion today effect studies. We really wish to avoid any form of duplication of efforts, and so we would like to rely on the work done by the ISB in terms of effect study to consider that as a starting point to define exactly the assessment work that we have to carry and organize. And we are doing that in, finally, a pretty tight time schedule because we're considering an effective mandatory date of the 1st January 2013. So we really would like to have the benefit of that effect study being published. And from the circumstances that we undergo at present, really, we form the view that, and as said earlier, why don't you publish the final standard when you have all related elements available so that you make everything available at the same time. And this also in the context of voices that we hear, voicing concerns about the very tight time schedule. So we need to move on, and we would want that effect study being the starting point. We would like also to understand better the way you wish to move on with the investment company exposure draft and final decisions, because this interferes quite significantly with the publication of IFRS 12 and IFRS 10. We have joint venture capital entities today who apply IAS 27, they consolidate. When the move to IFRS 10 and IFRS 12 occur, they have to plan the change for them. And what should they plan? They should plan on an exemption that they're going to benefit, or they should plan on reconsidering IFRS 10, how it changes or doesn't change anything for the consolidation requirements, whether they should get prepared providing the new disclosures under IFRS 12. So for this population of entities in Europe, the difference in timeline creates a lot of uncertainty, and we would like to have a clear view.
Sorry, François, just on that, are you proposing we should proceed with the investment company ED or we shouldn't?
You should. We would like to know the timing.
Sure. Okay. Sorry, I just...
The timing and having in mind that if you could do your utmost to lift the uncertainty in that area for those companies, it would be very helpful.
Yeah, sure. 2 weeks for the investment company. we expect we have four things to get out this before the end of June. Two of them are finalisations of the OCI, the amendments to IS1. Our target is Thursday, and I think a note's already gone out to that effect. And the amendments to IS19 also on Thursday. And then the other two things that we will get out before June, because particularly the investment entity matter has been debated by this board, is that will be out by the end of June, and so will annual improvements, the batch of with seven annual improvements in there, affecting five different standards, so both by close of business June. 120-day comment periods for both of those, I suspect. It's on the agenda, I think, tomorrow afternoon for investment entities, and the only thing that we're doing is comment period. will be 120 days, and the annual improvements will also be 120 days, which is longer than normal. But we decided it was, well, the boards will decide that, I think, tomorrow, but the advice that we've been given is, for the sake of 30 days, why go below a norm?
Okay. No other comments on that? Good, we're good. That's the completion of major projects you want to talk about there.